I pretty much crammed 30 years of their experience into my brain, and I tried to do it in about a year. Well, I'm still learning, okay? I'm not saying that I'm an expert or anything, but I tell you what, I can see way more deals than the folks out there with the free monkey glasses.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okie dokie there. Hello, Mike Butler here. And I've got an exciting topic today, and I'm going to teach you how to use my Easter egg hunt method to find killer deals. Now, this is true. Now, as an investor, the number one question that I get asked, and other experienced investors, been doing this for a long time, okay, new investors will come up and ask me, they'll say, hey, Mike, how do you find your deals? Okay, and by far, that's the number one question they ask. Now, I'm liking, okay, my immediate reply when they ask this question, I'm going to say, what's your definition of a deal? And when I do live events and boot camp seminars and live training events, when I ask, what's your definition of a deal? It usually results in the class having a deer in the headlight look, okay? Because they wasn't expecting me to fire another question at them. So why an Easter egg hunt? Because it's simple and most folks do understand how an Easter egg hunt works. Assuming that you know how an Easter egg hunt works, so let's jump right in and get to it. So the eggs are your real estate deals, okay? So some folks who join a local REIA group or landlord association or some kind of investors club or something like that, you pay your membership dues, and for the most part, the members expect they're going to be turned into a millionaire. There's a magic pill or something like that. And it doesn't happen that way. So with their membership dues that they get, let's say that they get a pair of free monkey glasses. Okay, and I'm just saying this to have fun. So you get your free monkey glasses, and now it's time to go to the Easter egg hunt. So, all right, so it could be behind a church. It could be in a big park or something like that. And so you look around, and there's 500 investors that have the free monkey glasses on. And they got their Easter egg basket. Okay, these are the kids, okay, but we're going to pretend like they're investors. And so they're wearing their free monkey glasses, and all they can see with the free monkey glasses are all of the blue eggs. Okay, now without the monkey glasses, they can't see any eggs. So they paid their membership dues, and now you got 500 investors going out there, and they're going to fight and race when somebody blows the whistles or shoot the cannon or whatever it is. They're going to go out there and round up as many blue eggs as they can and try to beat everybody else or at least get the most. Okay, that's the mindset of a good kid that's in a competitive mindset. So they go out and they chase and they get all the blue eggs. Well, let's say that you do this, though. Now, that's the investor that expects their membership dues are going to do that for them. So now you invest in some training. So you invest in some education, you invest in some training, and your education never stops. In fact, education and knowledge is what's going to give you the power. So you attend a few courses or seminars or trainings, and the next thing you know, well, guess what? You get the good glasses. So now you go to this same Easter egg hunt, and there's 500 knuckleheads up there with the free monkey glasses on, and you've got the good glasses, and you look around, and there's only 40 investors that have the good glasses on. And now you get to see not only the blue eggs, but you get to see the red eggs as well. Less competition, okay? Because now you can see more deals than the ones with the free monkey glasses. Okay, so you continued your training, your education, boot camp, seminars, coaching, mentoring, whatever it is, okay? But education is powerful. So then you graduate to your better glasses, okay? And now you get to see all of the solid colored eggs. And you look around, you know what? There's only 15 of you. So you got 500 knuckleheads with the free monkey glasses on. All they can see are the blue eggs. Then you got, about 40 people or so that are wearing the good glasses. And they can see not only the blue eggs, but the red eggs as well. And then you got the better glasses. And you look around, it's you and 15 others. And you can see all of the solid colored eggs. Remember, the knuckleheads with the free monkey glasses, they can't see all the solid colored eggs. Okay, so let's take it one step further. So then you you go more, you get your advanced investor training and this and that. Combine all that with experience now, okay? You've got to take action. None of this stuff's going to fall in your lap. So now you get the X-ray vision glasses. And those of you who are old enough to remember, like me, they used to put those things in comic books and they had a little cartoon of them. And so you get the X-ray vision glasses. And so now you go out there for the Easter egg hunt with everybody else. You got the whatever hundreds with the free monkey glasses and a few with the good and a few less with the better. And now you've got the X-ray vision glasses. And guess what? You look around, there's only you and two other people or three other people that have the X-ray vision glasses. And you know what you get to see? You get to see all of the eggs, the plaid, the polka dot, the striped, the rotten, the solid colored, all the eggs that you can imagine. So did you have to run like the ones with the free monkey glasses out there, like a scalded dog or a Tasmanian devil, to try to get out there and find more than the other? No, you can simply walk at a slow pace. You can take one or two steps and you look around and you've got all kinds of deals around you. Okay. And my point is this, that Easter egg hunt, when you graduate and get those better glasses, you're going to be able to see deals that your competition cannot see. So if somebody's stuck on not investing in their education, okay, and they're going to rely on their free monkey glasses, and they're going to try to chase foreclosures like everybody else, and they're going to, all they can see are the blue eggs, okay, and they're not even willing to invest too much to get a little bit of training and get up there where they can see the blue and the red, okay, very few investors take this very seriously. So I want you to take this very seriously, and this is exactly what I did. So I tried to cram 30 years of superstar investors that I admire, okay, as mentors. I took every boot camp, every seminar they did and all this. So I pretty much crammed 30 years of their experience into my brain, and I tried to do it in about a year. Well, I'm still learning. Okay, I'm not saying that I'm the expert at anything, but I can tell you what, I can see way more deals than the folks out there with the free monkey glasses. So that's it kind of in a nutshell. I'm going to look over here and see if I've skipped anything or do I have any notes. So your education and training, okay, combined with actually making offers and getting out there and taking action, that's going to give you the power and the knowledge to see and capture killer deals that your competition can't see. And so think about this. How much does a college education cost? Well, it depends on the school. So if it's a public college, I'm a little out of the loop of that because my daughters have already graduated. But some of those things, even the state-owned colleges and universities are pretty daggone expensive. And I am not against education in any way. Not at all. But in the real world, it's very surprising to see how many folks have college degrees and they have jobs like a cashier, a bank teller, or delivering something for a company, okay? Think about taking that same amount of money, or half of it anyway, one semester of college, and investing in a high-quality education training mentoring program for yourself and your business, okay? So I want you to achieve those things that you dream about. Getting those 20 nice rental houses paid for and do it safely in 3 to 5 years. Never go to a bank to buy an investment property. That's going to give you all kinds of free time. And then lastly, you got to have an efficient system that allows you to knock this out of the park in 5 hours a week or less. Okay? And when you have that efficient system like that, and you're going to get this in this training following my system, it's going to be a game changer. It's going to be a life changer. So on a final note here, it burns my butt to hear investors tell new investors, let's say older investors tell new investors. Now, let me rephrase that. It burns my butt to hear self-proclaimed expert investors tell new investors to never get your real estate license. This is insane. Okay. First of all, I want you to look at the face, that noise is coming out of. Do you admire them as an investor? Well, if you're too new to really know, well, then that's okay too. But think about it. These ding-dongs are telling you not to get education and training. Okay. All of my mentors, they had one thing in common here. They all had their broker's license, and education is powerful. So I'll admit, I went to real estate school for the wrong reason. I thought it would give me an extra trump card to play when putting a deal together. But in fact, okay, what I learned when I went to real estate school was all kinds of stuff I didn't know. And boy, was I lucky. Okay, so education. The biggest thing, if you get, now I'm not encouraging you to go sign up for real estate school unless you have time to do that right now and you have the money to do that. But here's what's going to do. That's going to lay your foundation. You're going to understand all the pieces and parts of this game, okay, and know what you can do and can't do and things that are legal and things that are not legal. But for the most part, you have to disclose to your seller that you're a licensed real estate agent in your state and you're buying the property for an investment. Now, is that real hard to do? There's two exceptions. One is Baltimore. If you're dealing with somebody that's behind on payments, they've got a special certified person that has to deal with it. And I think Seattle has the same thing. But outside of that, it's pretty good. So remember, your Easter egg hunt method, okay, combined with education, that is your secret sauce to find killer deals that your competition can't even see. Okay? So with that, we're going to get rid of this one. And wait a minute. I just thought of one. I'm sorry. I got to do this. Okay. Here's a real world example. I'm driving down the street one day in my police truck, and I see old Warren Jekyll. He's probably been investing for 30 years, 40 years or so. He and his son are on the porch of this house that I'm driving down the street. And whoa, I see him on the trying to get in the front door. Well, I back up, and this was a house where I'd locked up the guy there and sent him to prison for robbery. But anyway, so I hollered at the window, "Hey, Warren, what are you doing?" "Well, I'm going to go in here. I'm going to see if this is a house worth buying." So this is a pretty big house, 4-bedroom, 2-bath, had a full basement. And Warren's walking through the house, and he's shaking his head. Oh, man, this is a money pit. And his son's right there along with him. His son's probably in his 30s at that time. And he said, "Wow, money pit, money pit." And so they walk out of there, and I'm walking with them, and I'm just kind of casually, you know, taking notes mentally, not saying anything really, just agreeing with them that that's a money pit. And so long story short, inside I'm doing a Toyota happy dance. Man, this is awesome. I can turn this around, blah, 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 blah. So long story short, they passed on it because they couldn't see the opportunity. They viewed it as a money pit. I hit a home run with it with bases loaded. What do they call it, a grand slam? I hit a grand slam, and I turned around. I made $60,000 on that thing, and this was had a purchase price with the seller maybe $25,000, maybe $21,000, and that was a great story. So your education, your knowledge, those are the things that's going to allow you to see deals your competition can't. Now, remember, Warren was a 30 to 40-year investor. I viewed him as an expert. He could not see the deal, because he just kept doing the same thing over and over and over, and he doesn't have any creativity. He couldn't see deals. It's kind of like what Einstein said about the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Enough on this one. See you on the next one.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.